Just sit or lie down comfortably. Close your eyes. Begin by focusing on your breath. Inhaling slowly. Exhaling slowly. Each time you exhale, feel your body relax more and more. With each breath, your body relaxes more deeply, more completely. As you continue to breathe slowly, I will describe an experience in the desert. Just allow yourself to imagine each detail uncritically. You are on the edge of an oasis in the great desert. You look out at the dunes of sand all around, some taller than a 20-story building. You notice how the shadows from the sun sinking lower in the western sky cover one side of the dune, while the other is bathed in the bright light of the sun. As your eye follows the line of the shadows, you can see how it traces the edge of each dune. So bright on one side and shaded on the other. You notice ripples in the sand left by the winds. Similar, and yet each are different. As if a giant rake had drawn patterns across the sand. You follow the patterns with your eye, almost able to feel the movement of the dunes, illustrated by the wave-like design of the ripples. Although you know not far behind you is an oasis surrounding a fresh pool of spring water, you feel the desperation of the intense heat. You feel the dryness in your mouth as you breathe the desert air. You are dressed in flowing cotton clothing that allows the air to circulate around your body. You feel the soothing caress of the warm air. The warm, dry air against your skin. You shade your face against the intense glare of the sunlight. The brightness of the sun against the sand can be almost blinding. You walk cautiously over the desert sands, allowing yourself to fully experience the unique beauty of the desert. Even though at first glance the landscape seems the same, dunes of sand stretched as far as the eye can see. You begin to notice the differences in the terrain as you more carefully observe. You look into the distance and observe a caravan of many people and camels stretched across the dunes. They appear so small compared to the great dune they are crossing, and seem to be moving at a slow but steady pace. You see the sun shimmering at their backs, causing their shadows to stretch far down the dunes. The shadows of the distinctive humps of the camels set against the sand. As you walk, you may even hear the music of the desert sands. The humming of the sands as the caravan traverses the dunes. seems like the musical instruments of an orchestra. As you listen, you can almost pick out the boom of the drums and the deep tone of wind instruments of an orchestra, playing a soft, hypnotic tune, calling to you across the desert expanse. You hum along with the music, feeling the relaxing vibrations of the music soothe your body. You see marks in the sand as you walk. Some are footsteps from others who have walked this way previously. Others are sign of desert wildlife. You see the swishing marks of a desert lizard that moves by swimming under the surface of the sand. Nearby, on the top of the sand, you see the wave-like tracks of a snake. You also begin to notice unique landmarks. You see a lone tree with sand piled halfway into its branches from a recent sandstorm. The tree has feathery leaves with bright yellow clusters of blossoms that splash against the reddish-green tint of the leaves. Looking closely at the tree, you notice thorn-like projections at the base of the leaves. Just beyond the tree, you see several large boulders jutting up from the sand. You note the unusual shapes of the boulders that have been blasted across eons by the harsh storms of the desert. Your eye follows the contours of the boulders, noticing the smoothness of some sections and the roughness of others, depending upon the exposure to the prevailing winds. You run your hand over the smooth stone and feel the warmth imbued by the sun. You sit down in the shade of the boulder. You uncap your water bottle and take a drink. You feel the wet coolness of the water as you swish it in your mouth, relieving the dryness of your tongue and lips. As you swallow, you notice the soothing sensation to your mouth and throat. You scoop up some sand, letting the particles flow between your fingers. You notice that the sand contains tiny pieces of stone and even pieces of shell. You notice the silence of the desert, broken only by the sound of the sand as it pours from your hand to the ground. Occasionally, you hear the soft whisper of wind as it flows around the boulder. As you scoop up another hand of sand, you find a small, round, almost perfectly smooth rock. You grasp the rock in your fist. All the sand in your hand flows out between your fingers until just the rock remains. You feel the hard smoothness of the rock as you hold it tightly in your fist. You open your hand and run your fingers across the rock. You note the varying lines of color in the rock and the patterns the colors make. As you sit by the boulder, you reflect upon the desert. You remember the phrase, "The desert purifies the soul," and you allow yourself to fully get in touch with your experience of the desert. You feel at one with the desert, observing all the diversity the desert offers when fully contemplated. So much the same, and yet so different. The beauty of the desert surrounds you with a peacefulness that permeates your entire being. The sun is sinking lower in the western sky. You begin to walk back to the oasis. You still feel the intense heat, but you know that soon the air will become quite cool. As you cross over a dune, you see the outline of the oasis in the shadow of the dune. You notice the date palms reaching high against the blue background of the sky. You see colorful shrubs of oleander surrounding the palms. You notice the pink and white flowers against the green foliage. As you draw closer to the oasis, you smell the sweet fragrance of the oleander. You notice here and there in the desert sand a creeping vine with gourds the size of small melons. You see bunches of grasses growing sporadically in the sand. As you continue to walk, the grasses begin to cover more of the sand. Interspersed among the grass is thyme with its greenish-gray, fuzzy leaves and small purple flowers. When you step on a low-growing thyme plant, you notice the pungent aroma of the herb. It reminds you of some of your favorite foods, stimulating your appetite. You feel the sensation of hunger beginning in the pit of your stomach. You are nearing the shade of the oasis. The date palms tower above you with clusters of yellowish-orange dates hanging from among the bluish-gray leaves, some of which are 20 feet long. Just beyond the trees, you see the deep blue of a pool of water reflecting the palm trees, the shrubs and grasses. The surrounding dunes and the large boulders along one side of the pool. You sit next to the pool, remove your shoes, and dangle your feet in the water, feeling the soothing coolness of the water refresh your body. Your stomach reminds you of your hunger, and you find a ripe date, feeling the soft but wrinkled texture of the fruit. You bite into it, tasting the sweet, nutty flavor. You savor each bite of the date, gradually feeling your hunger subside. As you sit near the pool, you see the sun beginning to sink behind the date palms. At first a bright yellow, the sun turns to a fiery orange against the blue of the sky. The silhouettes of the palm trees contrast with the warm colors of the sunset. A haze of dust in the atmosphere, lingering from recent sandstorms, lends a sense of a spectacular masterpiece painted on the sky. The sky glows with shades of refreshing yellow, soothing pink, vibrant orange, and brilliant red. Painted against the deepening blue as the sun sinks lower behind the sand dunes. As the sun sinks lower and the sky darkens into night, you feel the air becoming cooler. You pull a blanket around you and continue to watch the western sky. You notice the palm trees are now dark silhouettes against a dark sky. You see stars beginning to pop out against the black background. The silence of the desert begins to give way to a variety of sounds. Animals hidden away during the heat of the day begin to come out to forage and drink from the pool. Nearby, you see a group of gazelles nibbling at the grass surrounding the oasis. You hear small animals, such as gerbils, scurrying around the pool after insects. The music of the frogs living in the oasis pool begins to fill the night. You look up into the night sky. The stars are so bright and seem so near the earth that you feel you can reach out and touch them. Although the coolness is coming to the oasis, you can still feel the heat radiating off the boulders around the pool. As the moon rises, you see the contoured shadows of ripples and undulating crests as the dunes reflect the moonlight. As the full moon bathes the dunes in sparkling moonlight, the desert takes on a serenity that fills you with such a sense of peacefulness. You feel at one with the desert. You feel purified. Whenever you are ready, you may come back to full awareness.